Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Gregory Crawford on Sports Biz Show. We do this show every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time. We will probably be on at a different time next week because, quite frankly, I don't get to go to too many Tuesday night basketball games, but I'm going to go see the school that I graduated from, Linfield College, play Lewis and Clark, a Northwest Conference game on Tuesday night, and I'm going to go attend. So we might be on at a little later time. But anyway, we are on time tonight. If you can't listen live ever to this show, you can always listen to the podcast at any time. Just go to blogtalkradio.com and then go Gregory Crawford on Sports Biz, and you can listen to every single show we've done. But tonight is the first Tuesday of the month, and we do this year-round. We talked to really a outstanding basketball coach and a great person, and I really enjoy talking with him or seeing him in person anytime I can. Justin Lunt, the head men's coach at Puget Sound in Tacoma, Washington. Justin, nice to talk to you again, and thanks for being on.
Well, hey, Greg, thanks for having us. Thanks for having me on, and I'll be planning on seeing you on Tuesday night. I'm going to come down and watch that game also. So maybe we can hook up and talk some hoop that night also.
Absolutely, and you know, I'm going to have a good friend of mine with me that game, Mitch Kopp, whose son you're probably aware of. Tyler Kopp plays for St. Martin's, but Mitch is going to go with me, his father, so we're going to have a great time there, and we'll have a great time seeing you. So great place to watch a game, Lewis and Clark. How would you assess your year so far? Justin, you're in third place. There's four playoff positions. You're in third place in the Northwest Conference with a 6-4 record. I think you're 11-6 overall. How would you assess your year?
You know, we're playing pretty well right now. I mean, there's still a lot of season left, and we still got six conference games. And you know, we're looking at our next 2 weeks, and you know, the next 2 weeks are all on the road. So we got four games on the road starting Friday at Lewis and Clark, and you know, but we're you know, we're just getting better. You know, as we it was funny. I'm thinking about the show. We played PLU last Tuesday night, the last time we played them was December 1st, which was actually the first Tuesday, and I remember speaking on the show, on your show, right after we had lost that game, and, you know, got on there and, you know, was just talking about, you know, our team and our growth and, you know, continuing to get better. And you had mentioned the early conference games, and I had said, well, we talked about, you know, the youthful team that we had this year. And, you know, getting back to my point was, you know, we watched film last Monday before we had played PLU, and we just showed all of our, you know, offensive possessions, you know, and a bunch of our defensive possessions. And, you know, Cole Meyer, who was actually the Northwest Conference Player of the Week this past week, you know, he just, you know, he stepped up and just started talking during our, you know, film session and just said, you know, Coach, we're so much different of a team than we were, you know, December 1st. You know, just as far as fluidity on offense and execution and defensively, you know, how we're playing. I mean, so, you know, it goes to show you, how much we've gotten, how much better we've gotten, how much we've progressed. And, you know, I still don't think we've peaked out, and I still think we're continuing to get better day in and day out. And, you know, I like where we're at. You know, we are, you know, we do only, you know, return two starters from, you know, from last year's team, actually one starter, you know, and so we're coming together, and, you know, I'm just happy with how we're playing. So it's always hard to, as you know, it's always hard to win on the road in the Northwest Conference. So we're going to have our hands full with an extremely talented Lewis and Clark team and an extremely talented Willamette team on Saturday.
And, you know, the old cliche is that it strictly is in your hands, and it really is with your schedule. And first of all, this is me saying this. This is not Justin. I know the Northwest Conference doesn't like me when I criticize them, but no one gives the Northwest Conference more media attention than I do, so they got to live with me. You know, and quite frankly, I don't care because I think I'm being factual and I got a lot of support. I want to take over the scheduling of the Northwest Conference. I want to make it fair. There is no way you should have to play four games in a row on the road this time of year or other teams playing four games on the road ever. It's just not, it's not in the cards. It's unheard of in basketball. And then you finish up with the Wits, the first and second place team right now. So, in essence, not even to get on the subject of the stupidity of having to play four games in a row on the road, but the fact is you've got a tough schedule.
Yeah, no, we do. You know, it's funny. I'm actually Whitman and Whitworth were playing this evening. I went and watched one of our high school recruits play senior night tonight, and then you know, got back home and been watching the second half of, you know, the Whitman-Whitworth game. You know, and it looks like Whitman's going to pull that out. So that's a big win for Whitman. But, you know, it's, you know, it, like I told you earlier, I mean, it's, you know, the first half of conference, you know, we had you know, four, you know, home games in a row, and, you know, then had to travel over to, you know, the Whitman-Whitworth W's, and, you know, started off the second half of conference with two home games, and now we go on the road. And you're right. I mean, you know, and if you take a look at our conference, especially this year, I mean, there's, you know, obviously, you know, Whitworth is undefeated, and Whitman has two losses, and then it's us with four, and then PLU's got, I think PLU's 5-5, and then Pacific, I believe, is 4-6, and then
that's correct.
After Pacific, everyone's 3-7. You know, I mean, so it's like, you know, it's constantly every week. You know, it's a battle, and it's been so, you know, unpredictable this year. I mean, you know, I was watching, you know, Linfield play, you know, Whitworth on last Friday, and Linfield, you know, put up a heck of a game, and you know, it was a tied game, you know, and in the second half, and you know, Willamette almost, you know, took Whitworth to overtime. I mean, every game is a battle. So, it, you know, I'm going to be honest, even if we had these four home, even if it was split, we had 2-2, you know, two on the road, two at home, or four at home, every night it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a dogfight. And that's just, you know, credit to, you know, the great coaches in the Northwest Conference and, you know, the great, the rivalries and the great teams. So, yeah, we've got our hands full for the next 3 weeks. So, you know, we're just trying to take the one game at a time approach and, you know, focus on, you know, what we can do and not really worry about, you know, anything ahead of that one game.
Yeah, and, you know, I think to parlay onto that, Justin, is that my feeling about the Northwest Conference, and you can't say this about every conference, is nobody's going to out-coach the other person because they're all so great coaches in the league. Yeah. They know what they're doing. They've been there a long time. So, quite frankly, athletes got to step up.
Yeah. No, I mean, and you're right. I mean, I think – you know, I the coaches are so good. You know, I mean, just this is our second time around playing, you know, these teams, and you know, we're watching film and, you know, seeing what, you know, what's changed, what's the same, and, you know, schematically, you know, what can we do different, or what can we, you know, what did we do well the first time we played against them? And I mean, I just think it's, you know, just from watching film and seeing, you know, the teams were playing this weekend and how they did their, you know, last weekend. I mean, it's, you know, it's, yeah, every game is going to be, you know, a chess match, and, you know, the coaches are so great in our conference, and it does come down to players, you know, and players going up there and making plays, and, you know, I think you're right, you know, I think for us, it's just making sure we you know, we've got a good game plan ahead, and you know, keeping things, you know, as simplified as possible, and then just you know letting our guys go out there and make plays, both offensively and defensively.
Justin, this is not name dropping. I only know these people because I'm really old, but three of my really good friends are NBA executives. I've seen them all lately out on the road looking at players. They're top-notch. We all kind of agree that one element of the game that's really lacking today in all levels is the passing game. Have you been happy with your team in passing the basketball this year?
Very happy. I think we're one or two in our conference in assists. And we do a really nice job of sharing the basketball, to the point where sometimes I'm going, maybe you should take that shot rather than to share the ball. But, I think that just talking on that, and, you know, I know in our team, you know, we focus a lot on, you know, passing and cutting. And, you know, one of the best quotes I ever heard, you know, when Bo Ryan was coaching at Platteville was, you know, just, you know, the fundamental that's lost nowadays is passing and catching. I think, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, I would agree with, you know, your NBA executives. It's, you know, when you go to clinics and when you go and, you know, watch teams, I mean, everything is, you know, about the dribble and the bounce. And it is something that, you know, I think is a little bit of a lost art. And, you know, I was listening to Popovich talk, you know, about, you know, the Spurs and, you know, some of the things that they do. And, you know, he was just talking about, you know, basketball overseas and, you know, what they're doing over there. And it's like they'll play 3-on-3 with no dribble and for 45 minutes and just passing and cutting and catching and, you know, moving without the basketball. And, you know, it's one thing that, you know, the Spurs have definitely implemented, and you can see why they move the basketball so well. But yeah, I would completely agree that it definitely is something that's lost.
Sure, a good analysis there. I like that, what you had to say. Very, very good, per usual. I wanted to ask you about, you know, I'm not big on ever slighting players or anything. It's just not my nature. That's not why I do these shows. I do it to promote the game of basketball and to criticize the Northwest Conference. But anyway, I did want to ask you, is there one or two players this year that have really kind of just brought a big beaming smile to your face that have gone beyond what you expected of them and have kind of had breakout years for you? I'm always interested in that.
On our team or in our conference?
On your team.
Okay. Yeah. Cole Meyer is, you know, he's our junior, point guard, and he's having a spectacular year. He can score the basketball, and he's very good in transition, and he's really picked up his 3-point shooting too. The last few weeks, and he sees the floor. I think he leads our team in scoring. He leads our team in rebounding as a point guard, and then he also leads our team in assists and steals. I mean, he's really, really, really done a real nice job, and he's really coming into his own. I mean, this is his. Last year he played, you know, as a sophomore, he played a lot, but, you know, didn't start. And, and this year he's really, really, just done a real nice job. It's really, really been surprising. There was a nice article on the Tacoma News Tribune about another one of our seniors, Matt Reed, who, you know, if you ever come watch us play, I mean, he's not the guy that's going to fill it up on the, you know, on the stat sheet. I mean, I know he did have 9 assists last game versus Fox, but he just, his leadership on the floor and all the little things that you know, defensively getting on the floor, taking charges, you know, offensively just being, you know, that vocal leader. I mean, he just does a lot of really nice things that, if you ever come watch us play, I mean, he's just that spark plug. And I think he's really, really stepped up his leadership this year. So, you know, and I call it those two, but I think a lot of our guys have really, you know, we've got a lot of new guys and, you know, weren't quite sure what they were going to bring. And, I think that we've got a lot of guys that have really stepped up. And then we've got a lot of returners like Cole and Matt that have just really done a nice job of taking on the leadership and, you know, just improving as basketball players. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun to coach the guys and, see their improvement.
Yeah, and it's been fun for me too, Justin, because speaking of coming watching you play, I don't live real close, but when I can, I come and watch you play because of my friendship with you. And I was at your first game at Warner Pacific, and candidly, I said, this is going to have to be a great coaching job by Justin. This team has got to move up quite a bit to be successful. So hats off to you with the year you're having so far. And I don't think it's going to end. I'm not superstitious. But you've really done a nice job of coaching these young men.
I think it all stems around our internal leadership. We've just got great guys that are all bought into the program, all bought into each other, very unselfish. And, I just, like I said, our team's only as good as our internal leadership is, and we've got great internal leadership with our guys. We all know there's still a lot of basketball left, and every game's going to be a battle, but our guys are very optimistic and get after it every day to improve and hold each other accountable, and it makes my job a lot easier. As a coaching staff, we're not coaching, effort and, accountability and communication. I mean, we're coaching, the fundamentals, which is fun, And so it's nice when you got a group that, really takes ownership of the team and, brings it every day.
Justin, I think our listeners would like to know, without you giving away any trade secrets, I'm very happy I'm going to see you a week from tonight at Lewis and Clark. You're going down to watch that game, and what do you, when you go and kind of scout a game or watch a team, as you're going to do, what are you kind of looking for? Are you looking for tendencies? Are you looking at this time of year for players who have been a lot different players than the last time you saw them? What do you kind of look for in general when you're scouting a team?
Well, I mean, I think tendencies is a great word and something that, we definitely look at. I mean, obviously, we understand the personnel that's on the floor, what, guys can do and what they can't do and what their strengths and what their weaknesses are. I think that for us, like for instance, when we go watch Lewis and Clark and Linfield, next week, I mean, obviously we play Lewis and Clark on, Friday. So, we played Linfield the following week. So, we're more or less going, down there to, to watch Linfield and see, what they're doing. If anything's changed at all, I just feel it's one of those things. And my wife thinks I'm crazy, but I sleep at night knowing that at least I went down there and watched them play live. It's great to see, every school in our conference has a live feed and you can watch it online and all that. But I just feel a lot better when I see it live. So it's more of those things just to go down there. And sometimes, and especially this late in the season, there's really not that much of a change, but, it's an opportunity at least to get a live scout, and, it's definitely, it helps me sleep at night. So, tendencies, I think it's important to see if there's any kind of wrinkles that they're doing differently with offense. Also, I think it's great when, if we're just strictly focusing on one team, seeing what, the other team's doing, to get them out of a rhythm. So, picking up ideas, of what they're trying to do, of, what works well, and what doesn't work well, both offensively and defensively. But I think more important just that, just to see how they're playing right now. I'm honestly, when we go down and we watch these games, I mean, I bring, the binder and the notepad and the pen and all that, but, not a lot of writing, in it, during the game, and more just, halftime thoughts and then end of the game thoughts, and, just go from there. So,
Justin, I have taken on the task of personally, for a lot of different reasons, personally, studying the brain. Past 6 months, I really studied the brain intensively, in a lot of in-depth research. And the question I'm going to ask you is, I would think this time of year, maybe one of the biggest obstacles for any team or coach to overcome is there becomes a little bit of mental fatigue. Sure, there's a little physical fatigue, but mental fatigue is so critical, and it's something that a lot of us don't talk about as much as we should in all areas of life, whether you're driving a car or making a business decision or shooting a free throw.
Right. Yeah, I know, and I would agree. And you know, this goes back to what we've talked about, you know, a few times on you know, your show is, you know, all nine schools in our conference are extremely good academically, you know, so you're mixing in the rigor of, you know, the academic world too, you know, so, you know, it's, you know, it's the January and February, you know, or the mid-January to, you know, the end of February to March, if, you know, you're fortunate enough to make it that far, you know, it is a mental grind, you know, and I think that that's where, you know, as coaches, we got to keep it exciting and keep it fresh. And, you know, we try to not practice longer than, you know, an hour and 45 at the most, you know, and usually that's, you know, like a today's practice. And then we, you know, really try to cut it down because, you know, there's, you know, you got to keep them fresh, you know, and your body's drained, you know, I mean, our guys are still doing individual work and still lifting during the week. And I mean, so there is mental fatigue that goes in there. And I think, you know, it's part of our job as coaches to, you know, find, you know, make sure there's excitement and, you know, to get them, you know, to push through that fatigue. You know, and I think obviously winning basketball games is always a, makes things, you know, a little bit more exciting, you know, so, you know, coming off a weekend of, you know, winning two games, I think, you know, it definitely helps with that mental fatigue. But yeah, I think you're right. I mean, it's that time of the year, you know, and it's not just for, you know, it's basketball, you know, across the world at the college level. You know, I think, you know, every level, you know, every team, Division I, Division II, Division III, NAIA, is all, you know, they're all, you know, at that point where mental fatigue is kicking in.
Justin, we talked at the opening about the schedule and four games in a row on the road. And again, I want to reiterate to the Northwest Conference, I will do it for free. I will make the schedule up next year, and I will make it fair for everyone. But with that said, what's one thing in these final six games that you really feel you got to make some big improvement on that will bring a smile to your face? Besides winning.
Right. Well, I mean, I just think that, you know, our assistant coach, Coach Barsh, brought up a good point the other day in the team meeting that, you know, defense always travels on the road, you know, and I mean, and that, I think that's a great point. I mean, I think that, you know, yeah, we've been shooting very well at home. You know, we've been shooting well, you know, on the road also, but, you know, what wins games and, you know, on the road is defense, you know, and defense always travels, you know, so, you know, it's a constant thing with our guys, you know, the mindset of, you know, playing great defense and, you know, just focusing on the little things, you know, with our defense. So, you know, and then offensively, I think it's, you know, it's execution and the little things, you know, and all of our guys know what we're trying to do offensively. All of our guys know our schemes defensively. Now, you know, can we dial in and focus on the little things that are going to make that big difference in the games. So, you know, I think for us, I think, you know, on these next six games, if you know, we can continue to grow defensively. I think our last two games defensively, we've played the best defense we've played all year. You know, so if we can continue to improve on that and, you know, a little bit more crisper, you know, with our crisp with our execution offensively and continue to improve on that, I think we're going to be in good shape. So, you know, we watched film on Monday, you know, of our weekend games. And, you know, it was nice, just the reaction we got from our guys, just as far as, you know, how well we did defensively and how much we've improved. So we just got to continue to improve on both sides of the floor and, you know, attention to detail and, you know, execute game plan. And, you know, we do those things, you know, I think we'll be in a good position.
Now, in conclusion, Justin, are you going to be able to put up with all these Linfield people coming to that game at Lewis and Clark next Tuesday? I promise that we'll not allow any football people in there. It's going to be all basketball all the time.
No, I love it. I love Lewis and Clark's gym. It's just a fun gym to be at. Well, and I love Linfield's gym too. But yeah, no, I'm excited. And you know, at Linfield, I'll tell you what, they are so good. They've improved tremendously. You know, and Shannon's doing a great job down there, and you know, really got these guys going. So you know, that'll be a fun game to go watch. Like I said, I love the Tuesday night games. You know, I mean, obviously watching, yeah, you know, Whitman and Whitworth play tonight, and I think it's fun. Yeah, I'll definitely be looking forward to seeing all the Linfield fans and you know, in the stands. I'll try to be, you know, under disguise, so no one knows who I am, which is kind of like how I like to go out. So, but no, it'll be exciting. Looking forward to seeing you too.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun, Justin. And I really enjoy doing a program with you. You're so candid and so energetic, and your enthusiasm for not only Puget Sound Logger basketball, but for the game in general in the Northwest Conference, really comes through on the phone. I think that's real credit to you, and I'm humbled and honored to know you. Quite forward to seeing you next Tuesday night.
Yeah, it'll be great. It'll be great. I'll make sure I get you some popcorn too.
Very good. They got good popcorn there at Lewis and Clark, quite frankly.
It's actually really good popcorn. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's good popcorn.
It is very good fun. They got a great concession stand, actually, for a school like Lewis and Clark. I'm impressed by their concession stand. So, way to go. They just need to get a few vegan things in there for me, and I'll be a lot better off. But have a great week, Justin. We'll talk to you in person next Tuesday, and we'll talk to you a month from now when we'll probably be talking playoffs and a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks. Thanks again for having me on the show, Greg. You know, I'm very grateful for everything you do. You know, you represent our conference at a very high level, so very fortunate to be on your show.
That means a lot to me coming from you. Thank you very much, and I'm going to keep doing it and keep having you on the show. That's Justin Lunt, the head men's basketball coach at Puget Sound, doing an awesome job this year, and he's got a big week ahead of him, as do the rest of the Northwest Conference, and quite frankly, just get out and go see a Northwest Conference basketball game, because I will guarantee you, then you'll go many, many, many times. It's a great league, great coaches, great players who are the true student athletes. Good night, everyone, and don't forget to make your free throws.